If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shindaddy was off the last 2 days, but we know he's back today with what, Bill?
No, he had Steve Sterling.
Steve Sterling.
Steve Sterling has made his appearance. He's winning cash. He's ahead. He's way ahead, guys. Steve Stay Sterling. With him on this. Jake, you make sure you can hit these numbers.
Yep.
I got Baylor as 4.5-point favorites over UCF. That was what I had last night.
As of right now, Bill, in that game, Baylor is 3.5-point favorites.
3.5 Baylor. Yep. I'm still saying, take the Fighting Frost. The Fighting Frost. Things are in disarray at Baylor right now.
What happened?
The game is at Baylor, and that's a place that will be not even half full. It'll just go, it's just.
What happened?
The funny thing is, it's been defense, and Aranda is back to calling the defense. But most likely, it's like anything else. It's like, what happened to Pete Carroll? Which probably doesn't have very good players, you know. So that's kind of usually what happens with it. There's always a fine line with that. So next one up, Jake.
What do you got?
Florida, Georgia. Georgia should be the favorite. Last I had by 7.5.
And as of right now, it is 7.5 still.
Yes. Take Georgia.
On the road.
Take Georgia on the road.
Well, it's in Jacksonville.
The number one offense.
It's in Jacksonville.
Number one offense right now, is efficiency rating-wise, is Georgia. Remember, Ole Miss went to Oklahoma and beat them at that. Georgia did not punt against Ole Miss. They scored every time they had the ball. Every single time. And obviously, they're all offense, solid on defense. It used to be just the opposite. Michigan State, Minnesota.
Who are you taking?
I have Minnesota favored by 5.5.
Sterling. Steve Sterling
taking this one.
3.5 Minnesota.
3.5 Minnesota. Yep. He even got better then, because it was 5.5 last he saw. Go with Sparty at Minnesota.
Why?
Sparty at Minnesota.
Really?
Sparty.
Why?
Gets it done. You know what? They hung in there a little bit with Michigan. You know, they scored. They did score 31 against USC. And I don't have any faith in Minnesota. I think, you know, the game that Nebraska lost to him was an incredible loss, because prior to that, like the Purdue game, and then they go to Iowa and they just – I'm going Michigan State. Can row the boat, right the ship? Yeah, he's got the ability. I'm going Michigan State with Shindaddy at that. So I'm agreeing with Shindaddy on that.
Okay.
Bonus game, Washington State, Oregon State. Washington State was a 3.5-point favorite. Is that correct?
4.5.
4.5. It doesn't matter. Go with the Palouse. Washington State to cover. That's what Shindaddy loves.
Pac-12 showdown.
Yes.
1-7. Pac-2 showdown.
Yeah.
And this is one of two. They play each other again in a couple weeks.
They do. They play twice in November.
What an absolute joke that is.
That's one of those things you just go, okay.
No.
Yes.
That's as rough a look as there is as far as – how about those guys? They're in the Pac-12, and they got demoted into the Mountain West, basically, into the Group of Six, without their own doing. They just kind of got left out. Just got absolutely left out of everything else, and they got demoted. Not better times.
Thank you to Steve Sterling, Shindaddy.
Thank you, Steve.
We are now joined by a friend from Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling. Lee, good morning. You reside in Miami. And that was a disastrous game last night. Any chance that there's finally some firings at all this weekend, or not?
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I know. I've learned.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you saw it, the crowd. I mean, there wasn't, by the start of the fourth quarter, I don't think half the fans were even still there. So this is absolutely pathetic. I mean, if you're terrible, you don't get fired. And if you're mediocre, like Matt Rhule, you know, you get your contract extended. So
Lee has spoken. That's fine.
That's what this world's all about. Good morning.
Yes.
Hello, Lee.
Yeah. Well, the Dolphins don't do things right, and things are painful. Sports are hard right now.
I'll never forget this. Never forget this. We were I was sitting in my high school's Athletic Hall of Fame. We're having a meeting, see who gets inducted. And I'll never forget, there was a kid who graduated probably 10 years after me, and he came with the next coach, and he was trying to get him inducted. And so he spoke highly of him, and everyone gets to talk about their, you know, their possible candidate. And I'll never forget this kid who was even older than I was one of the first Hall of Fame entrants. Picked up the piece of paper and had his record on it. I think it was like 153 and 151. And he looked at everyone. He goes, "What is this? The Hall of Mediocrity?" And
wow.
It was cold, but that's, you know, you don't make the Hall for being mediocre. And used to be, I mean, you were 0-18 against AP top rated opponents at Baylor and Nebraska, probably get fired. So crazy times.
That is the time.
It is crazy times. Lee is correct. You see it everywhere. You see,
it is off-putting, actually. But let's do this.
Jordan Lee's still here. By the way,
are they giving out trophies there like they do here? Like if you finish seventh out of eight in a tournament, you get a little trophy too.
What is wrong today?
Lee's on the participation
trophy.
Lee's not
in Halloween spirit today.
Yes. Lee, let's get your picks now.
Lee Sterling, he was 2-2-1 last week. Lee, let's go to the Big Ten. Okay. Indiana could be the best team in the country. Not ranked there right now, but they are 22-point favorites against Maryland, who has begun their fade already, as they do in October and November. Can they cover 22 points against the Terrapins?
They do a fade, and normally I would go against them, but maybe not here. Why? Because they can play some pass defense. They, in fact, lead the nation with 14 interceptions. If they give us a good first half in the games at home, on the road, I would never play them. But Fernando Mendoza is really good, and the system's good, and they have a head coach that loves to run up the score. But, you know, maybe on the road, someone keeps it tight for a while and keeps Kirk Cignetti, I wouldn't say under wraps, but keeps him under 40 points. Indiana wins 38-23, Terps cover.
All right, 38-23,
a lot of points.
Indiana. Right? Next, this game looked really attractive probably just over a month ago. Now it does not at all because Penn State's 0-4 in conference play. Ohio State 20.5-point favorites against Penn State. Can they? What do you see in this game, Lee? Another blowout or not?
You know what the look ahead line was right before the season started in this game? Take a guess.
Probably 3.5.
Right there.
Nice.
2.5.
Whoa, pretty
good. Ohio State was 2.5. So obviously they're the better team. Obviously they're playing at home, but two big advantages. First one, Jim Knowles. He was a defensive coordinator last year. He knows the personnel, both sides of the field, and they have the extra week to prepare. So I think that's going to help them. And also the quarterback, not great, but Ethan Drunkenmeyer, this kid grew up right by Ohio State, and he was passed over twice. So, you know, maybe they can coach up the kid and maybe like the Commanders against the Chiefs in that game. They can keep it tight for a half. They have a good running game. They got a lot of talent. They're going to have a bunch of guys drafted in the second to fourth round this year. So without a quarterback, without a coach, you know, maybe the new coach, they like this guy. They keep it close also. I'm going for a second underdog, Ohio State 30-17.
30-17 Buckeyes, but they do not cover 20.5. Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Our game in Lincoln, Lee, USC 6.5-point favorites against Nebraska. Blackout tomorrow in Memorial Stadium, trying to snap a long losing skid to ranked teams. I guess that's 28 games right now for Nebraska. Oof. Does it happen tomorrow, or does the streak continue, Lee?
They have a chance here. And that, USC is horrendous traveling west to east. I mean, 1-8 straight up and against the spread. So we saw them against Illinois, they were absolutely horrendous in that game. So, you know, maybe I wouldn't say they're intimidated, but maybe you can get a couple takeaways. What concerns me is the running game. These running backs, they're getting the most out of these attempts. I mean, they're breaking tackles, making the right cuts. You give these kids some daylight. I mean, I think they'd have we'd have a couple guys run for 140, 150 yards. But I think USC in the end just has too much high-level talent on offense. They have guys that can break a tackle, go 70, 80 yards here. I think they're going to win the game 34-30, but Nebraska covers another non-win against an AP top 25 opponent.
The streak continues. To the NFL, lead Texans. I'm surprised by this line. The Broncos are playing good football. They're 6-2, but they're one-point dogs to the Texans. Is the wrong team favored here?
Well, what's interesting about Houston, they play much better at home. They have a bunch of nasty, wild dogs on defense. And I think Denver, by playing the Giants, not much, and also playing Dallas's defense, which is injury-riddled, they had some great matchups here. I think they're going to have a tough time. Nico Collins will be back for Houston. Houston's young receivers, two young guys they drafted from Iowa State coming on, even Braxton Berrios from Miami, who was at my daughter's wedding, had chipped in with five catches. He's back from a pulled hamstring. So right team is favored. Houston wins this game 23-16.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Nice.
23-16, Texans. Next up, yep. NFL. This is the big game of the weekend. Chiefs, two-point favorites against the Bills. Always a great game of Mahomes versus Josh Allen. Who gets it this round, Lee?
Yeah, and in the regular season, Buffalo's won all four games. Postseason, Chiefs have won all three of those games. So the public loves Buffalo here. But the sharps are betting Kansas City. Line's not moving at all. And I think it's not moving for a number of reasons, mainly because Buffalo, I think they got some holes in the team this year. Their cornerbacks can't cover a cold. Their linebackers, and a couple weeks ago, they were down four of the top five guys. They might get back Matt Milano from a pec injury. He might be able to play this week, but they're having trouble making tackles in space. And their wide receivers getting no separation. That's why they're talking about acquiring receiver before the deadline middle of next week. So I think Kansas City playing their best ball, and also on top of everything, on top of Patrick Mahomes playing great, and his receivers are back. Special teams have been incredible for the Chiefs here. Another right team favorite. Kansas City finally knocks off Buffalo during the regular season in Buffalo, 37-30 in a shootout.
37-30 Chiefs, and last game back to college. Texas, 2.5-point favorites against Clark, Lee, Diego Pavia, and Vanderbilt. This is in Texas. Lee is the right team favorite here.
Yeah, where do you think he ends up? He's got to leave, right?
Clark Lee, where's he going?
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Well, I would if you're going to jump into it, I would try to stay within league. I would believe like that. So I would think Florida. That would be the spot that I. But yeah, it would be one of those things. Talk about a struggle. Imagine all of a sudden, Lee, you've done something that's just remarkable. Vanderbilt's, they listed the number of 10-win seasons. It's zero.
Yeah.
In 50 years of football, they were never favored in a game going into the game. Yeah. On the 50 years, and now he's doing something remarkable.
Why leave?
And then you leave,
leave?
But it's hard. It's not going to all of a sudden be like, well, it's magically, you know, just turned around.
Why leave? I don't think. Yeah. Can't they pay him?
Oh, all right. Money, recruiting. Yep. You're in Florida. You're in a hotbed. And how about this? It was so bad at one point. I'll never forget this. Good friend of mine ended up playing safety for Vanderbilt his freshman year.
Okay.
So he shows up, and he has his tray in the cafeteria, and he's walking to sit down, and a band member, they weren't playing anyone that week, a band member told him, beat open. And then the following week, they're playing Alabama. Kid told them, same kid, beat the point spread. They were mocked that much.
It's by the band.
Now, but by the band.
By the band.
By the band members.
The tuba player is taking shots at the team.
He was a flutist, actually.
It's a flutist.
So it's going to be tough, but he's a good coach. I think he should go to Florida. I agree. All right, so game of the week is going to be Texas and Vanderbilt. First 10 callers get it for free.
Nice call.
800-400-9741. And how about this, guys? We rate our plays from 10 to 50 units. First time ever, we not only have one 40 to 50 unit play. We average usually one a month. We don't have two. I have three 40 to 50 unit max wagers. We're 73-29 lifetime on these max wagers. Anyone wants to hop on board, I don't know what you're waiting for. Now's the time. Don't call it November. Call it Dovember. Every game from tonight all the way through the end of November, 5 weeks of action. If you use coupon code SAVE200, just $297, one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again. Go ahead, Bill.
I have a question, Lee. What treats will you be giving out? Will you have full candy bars at your house tonight, or what is going to be?
We do. We give out Snickers bars or Reese's.
Oh, nice! And old school. Thank you. Thank you. You're not giving out a banana, or you're a pear.
No.
Okay.
There used to be the worst to me. The worst was the Pixie Sticks.
No, not bad.
Like a sugar shot.
Really?
Not bad.
It's a shot of sugar.
If they got soft, then all of a sudden it got wet, it ruined everything in your bag. That was the worst.
Yeah, okay. It could be a mess. I agree. I'm not sure what kind of weather you're going out in where your bag was getting soaked. Be careful out there, Lee.
Monsoon.
It's very humid in Florida.
It is humid there.
There was always someone dropping some vodka. Into the bag.
Yes,
so
for the kids.
That's Miami. For the kids. Miami, a little different down there.
That's Miami,
Kids get a
vodka.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate you.
All right, guys.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Vodka for the kids in Florida, apparently.
You know what gets me the most? Jake's dined with Lee.
I have.
They went out to dinner.
At a high-end restaurant.
It was on the water, in Florida.
It was on the water.
Right by the water.
I think Lee was mixing metaphors there. He said you can't cover a cold. You can't cover a cold.
What is the metaphor?
I think it's you can't catch a cold. He couldn't catch a cold. You can't cover a cold.
That's journalist stuff right there, Bill. That is journalist.
He's mixing metaphors.
Very, very interesting.
Good picks, though.
Recapping his picks.
Rip them.
Lee Sterling, his picks. By the way, went mediocre Matt off the bat, what he said.
He's not in favor of the extension. No. Lee is not.
Okay, so what at issue is the $71 million buyout, right?
That's what it'd be if
they fire him right now.
Yeah, the buyout is the amount of guaranteed money is really good. Mm. Yes.
The picks of the weekend for Lee goes with Indiana winning but not covering 22 points against Maryland, 38-23.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can see that,
that'd
right?
be four straight losses for Loxley and the
point in time, they're going to have a clunker. Indiana,
it's a road game.
You wouldn't say Iowa was a clunker.
Not really. I mean, Iowa's number two defense in the country. Okay. You know, we all know playing at Iowa is brutal. I wouldn't call that a clunker.
Okay.
But sometimes you're due for a game that you win a game that you don't play great. Alabama's had a couple. They had to beat four ranked teams in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then South Carolina was what? It was a clunker.
They
just stayed cool and won the game.
So that might be that type of game.
38-23, Indiana does not cover. Ohio State, he says, is a 20.5-point favorite, wins, but does not cover 20.5. They beat Penn State 30-17. Reminder, they're allowing 5.8 points per game this year. That'd be a lot of points for Penn State to put up 17 against Ohio State. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you this, Steve. You think there is? Because I think there is for some reason. I agree with what he says that Knowles has the most knowledge.
Yeah.
Because he knows that roster and things about him. But I think there's a little bit of a heated edge there that Ohio State would really like to hang 50 on Penn State.
I believe that, too.
I think that's going to be the room will be motivated.
Take your 3 mil and run, Knowles.
I think there will be a motivated team to be like, okay.
I do, too.
All right. I think this game. So I would – that's not a great place. I don't know if the 20, that's a large number.
It's a big spread.
It would not surprise me to see it 49-6.
I'm glad, though, he did what he did. And you guys can push back on this. I have to deal with this all the time with people. Penn State still has a good roster.
You're not stupid.
He said it. They have a bunch of second to fourth rounders.
They do.
They're just not getting anything out of
it. And then right when you get that time of like, you take this deep breath and just say, you know what? It is what it is. Not a great season. Let's just regroup and have fun. And they have to play Ohio State and Indiana back to back. I mean, Nebraska couldn't catch them at a better time.
Right.
Couldn't be 100%.
Better. So Buckeye is 30-17, not covering 20.5, but winning the game. USC has winning, but not covering 6.5, 34-30 against Nebraska tomorrow. High scoring game.
God.
He did say that they struggle when they go east. USC 1-8 is what he said.
And there is no moral victory there.
No.
We're not doing that.
You got the blackout. You got the coach extension.
They're number 23.
Yeah, they're not 10. They're not fifth. They're 23rd.
This isn't Georgia coming in here.
No. Right.
No.
That'd be disappointing for Nebraska.
It'd be awesome if Kirby came
to the NFL.
It would be sweet to see Kirby, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
See him walking by here. Yeah.
Kirby.
His visor on.
Yeah, come on in, Kirby. Texans is 1-point favorites covering that, beating the Broncos 23-16. Chiefs over the Bills covering 2 points, 37-30. And if you want Texas Vanderbilt, please call Lee at 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com.
Who wins that game? Who wins Texas Vandy?
I got Vanderbilt.
You got Vandy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't know how he can play, I don't know how Arch Manning can play with a concussion from the week before. Because that's just like you don't touch that one. If I'm the head coach, I'm like going, I don't know about this. Because if he plays and gets concussed again, and also he still is your better option. Arch hasn't played great, but he's your better.
Is he better than the backup?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know.
I'm asking.
But maybe the backup can do some other things. But I'd rather play the backup than
it's
I would.
Kind of
Arch.
A stupid question, isn't it? Is he better than the backup? Well, he's a starter, so he probably is. Now, it doesn't always work that way. That's the question that came up
all last year, right? It's like, why is Ewers? Well, if Arch is so good, then why is Ewers playing?
Right, exactly.
Well, now you know why.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like Ewers was playing better last year than when he was.
He was a better quarterback.
Yes.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
On Halloween?
On Halloween?
Don't get hacked at a Halloween. No, it's a happy day.
Imagine all of a sudden you come in there and you're on the computer trying to get your account back, and all of a sudden, trick or treat. Yeah. Forget it. Go to the next house.
There's a ghoul.
Yeah. We're in a pickle.
If you want to avoid that fiasco,
Yeah,
our friends at Applied Connective Technologies are all 93 counties of the state with a 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. You can get a free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
You text Will, boo, boo, B-O-O, 10% off today. One time only.
I'd take advantage of that if I were you. Applied Connective. When we come back, time for Bills Thrills, the Monster Mash on Halloween. It's perfect. Next, an early break
Steve
in the ticket.
Gets to sing.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.